This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagram. Rajya Sabha today bid farewell to 59 members from 20 states, including 9 women members. Speaking during the farewell, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that their contribution to parliamentary democracy will always be remembered. He said that in politics, there is never a full stop, as their experience and contribution to the nation will always remain relevant and valuable. Agapetes wardai, a rare epiphyte teak shrub species, has been recorded for the first time in India from Changlang district of Arunachal Pradesh by Society for Education and Environmental Development team. Previously known only from Myanmar, this discovery marks a significant addition to the country's documented flora. Expressing joy in a social media post, Deputy Chief Minister Choyanamen said the dense evergreen forests of the eastern Himalayas continue to hold immense potential for scientific exploration, often revealing species yet to be documented within the national boundaries. A large Indian vessel named Jagladki arrived at Mundra Port in Gujarat this morning, carrying a significant consignment of crude oil. The ship is transporting approximately 81,000 metric tons of high-quality oil from the United Arab Emirates. It follows the earlier arrival of the vessel Shivalik at Mundra and Nanda Devi at the Vadinar port. Authorities at the port have ensured smooth offloading operations to facilitate the distribution of the crude oil to refineries. The Lok Sabha has extended the tenure of the Joint Parliamentary Committee examining the legislation related to One Nation, One Election until the first day of the last week of the monsoon session 2026. The bill seeks to introduce simultaneous polls to the Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies. The government has directed the airlines to allocate minimum 60% of seats for selection on any flight free of charge to ensure fair access for the passengers. The Ministry of Civil Aviation directed that passengers travelling on the same PNR must be seated together, preferably in adjacent seats. It added that carriage of sports equipment and musical instrument should be facilitated in a transparent and passenger-friendly manner. The airlines have also been instructed to bring out clear, transparent policies for carriage of pets. Strict adherence to passenger rights framework, particularly in cases of delays, cancellations and denied boarding, has also been directed by the government. At least 6 people were killed and 24 others injured after 2 Israeli strikes hit central Beirut this morning, according to Lebanon's health ministry. Authorities said human remains were recovered from the debris, with identification to be carried out through DNA testing. In a separate overnight incident, Israeli forces demolished a 15-story residential building in central Beirut, claiming Hezbollah was storing funds in the basement. Overall, 4 attacks were reported overnight in central parts of the city, many of them in residential zones. Meanwhile, in Israel, 2 people were killed near Tel Aviv during an Iranian missile barrage. Security services reported multiple impact sites, bringing the total number of people killed by Iranian missile attacks on Israel to 14. The United States has also expanded its military involvement, announcing strikes on Iranian missile facilities near the Strait of Hormuz. In Madhya Pradesh, 7 people have lost their lives in a fire incident in Indore early this morning. The incident occurred near Bengali Square, where a massive fire broke out in a 3-story house around 4 a.m. According to initial reports, the fire started after a short circuit in an electric car that was being charged outside the house, leading to a blast. In New Delhi, a fire broke out in a multi-story building in the Palam area today. The Delhi Fire Service has reported 7 casualties in the incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the fire mishaps in New Delhi and Indore. He announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the PMNRF for the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured in both incidents. The National Center for Disease Control has issued an advisory for the citizens amid the heat waves situation in the country. The NCDC advised drinking plenty of water and avoiding heavy work during peak heat in order to stay safe from heat stroke. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.